Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 92. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast that discusses everyday tech for everyday people. And in this episode, really big episode this week, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about a new tool that I think is going to be just great for filling a specific need that I have. We're also going to talk about a big celebration coming up soon that you're all invited to. And on top of that, just a few odds and ends things that I'd like to bring up in this week's show. So first of all, let me give you an example of this past week. I was on vacation. I had the week off last week. And so last Saturday, I decided I'm going to get a few things done. I'm going to go get my oil changed, and I'm going to also put my snow tires on. And I think I may have mentioned this last week, but basically what happened is I threw my back out, and I was on the couch for about 5 days or so. And with that, I wasn't moving around very well. So what I decided to do to kind of preoccupy myself, amongst other things that are going on, craziness that's going on in my life right now, I started to update mrptechreviews.com. If you've never been to that website, definitely encourage you to go check it out. Now, when I first started years ago on Wix, I became pretty familiar with how to do the ins and outs of Wix, and just recently switched over to HostGator way back, probably in November now. So I kind of came up with a rough website, and I put it up. I didn't do much with it for a little while. Now I'm starting to tweak it to more of the needs and to fill the needs that I wanted it to. And so a couple of the things that I put on there made it a little easier to see. I put up the RSS feed. So if you're not subscribed to this show and you want to subscribe to it, you can. Also links to Facebook and Google Plus as well. And ways to support the podcast, like my Patreon page, or if you go to the website and just want to shop on Amazon, click the Amazon link. That gives me a small kickback if you happen to use that link. So I added a few other things on there. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But the website itself is starting to come along, and it's starting to look really nice, I think. And if you've got any ideas for things that I can add to the website to make it a little bit more fun or interactive, or any ideas in general, I'd love to hear from you. So just hit the contact form on the website, and I'll take a look at that and see what I can do. Also this week, I managed to go see Ready Player One. I will not give any spoilers, so you don't need to fast forward. Ready Player One was probably the third or fourth audiobook that I listened to when I became an Audible subscriber. And it was narrated by Will Wheaton. And it was a fun read. It was very nostalgic, and many of you have probably read the book or are at least familiar with the concept of the story. I was really excited when I heard that the movie was coming out, especially when I found out that it was directed by Steven Spielberg. And it was also written by Zach Penn and Ernest Cline. Now, Ernest Cline was the one who originally wrote the book. So I figured it was probably going to be pretty good because they have the author working with them. One of the things that I kind of knew is going into it that it's probably going to be much different than the book. And finally got to go see it this Friday. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a very good movie. The visuals were stunning. And I just encourage everybody, if you haven't seen it yet, to go take a look at that and tell me what you think. I'll avoid giving spoilers here, even though most people probably are aware of the story at this point. So here's what's happening, okay? We are on episode 92. And when I started this podcast, I wasn't sure how long it was going to go. I wasn't sure if it was going to be something I enjoyed to do, or if it was going to be something that just was a fad and kind of give up on it after maybe 9 or 10 episodes. And as the podcast sort of developed and grew, and I started hearing feedback from a lot of people on the show, one of the things that sort of motivated me was that feedback. It motivated me to keep going. because every once in a while, as a school teacher, I would hear from somebody who said, "Hey, that tip that you gave, that was really helpful," or this one other thing that you mentioned in the show, I've never heard of that before, and thanks for bringing that up because that fills a need that I have. And that's one of the real sort of passions that I have, is helping other people out. If I have a knowledge, I don't pretend to be an expert in everything, but if I have a little bit of knowledge and it helps somebody else, then I feel like I'm doing a good job. And with that, before you know it, I'm on episode 92 and we're gearing up for episode 100 pretty quickly. Now, one of the things that I would like to do with episode 100 is sort of throw a celebration in a sense where I want to get some community involvement with episode 100. What I would like to do, and you're all invited, is I would like to at some point in time schedule a live show, and I'm going to stream it live on YouTube, hopefully, and with a few other things in mind, and really get some feedback from listeners, invite listeners on, have them either through audio or video, be a part of the show, and really make it a community thing, make it a community effort. That's easier said than done. I think I have a lot of the tools sort of in place to do that. And I've got a lot to learn over the next few weeks in order to make that happen. I think I got about 8 weeks now, something like that, or 7 weeks now to do that. And one of the things that I did this week, sort of sitting on the couch, not being able to move much, I sort of kind of stumbled across a feature that is used on some other Podnut shows, and I really, I guess, wasn't really aware of it. I had heard of it before, but never really used it. And so what we did this week, we created a Discord page for the MRP Tech Podcast. And there's going to be links to it in the show notes. There's also going to be links on my website to it as well. And what I would love to do is turn that Discord page into, or Discord server into, a live chat where during episode 100, when we go live, anybody can participate in the chat room, maybe get some special guests or just invite people in the chat room to come on the voice chat and be a part of the show that way. Those who write in often or those who have helped me out in the past, maybe just a all-around open invitation roundtable discussion on various things. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. And so this week, I just kind of want to talk about Discord. If you've never used it before, it has sort of blown my mind this week. Discord is basically, it's an all-in-one voice and text chat that gamers can use. And it's designed to be robust, and it's designed for performance. And so it's an alternative to things like Skype and other like things like Google Hangouts and that type of thing. I have not used it a whole lot this week. I've been trying to spend time on it when I can, but every single time that I sort of log in, I'm really kind of blown away by some of the features it has, some of the uses that I have come up with for it, not only for this show, but for other things. And in fact, it's all free. It's 100% free. And looking at some of the features compared to things like TeamSpeak and Skype, you have IP and DDoS protection. You've got multi-browser support. The apps for Android and iOS are free, not paid apps. That's what's great. You can overlay the Discord stuff on like certain games you're playing or other types of things like OBS and that type of thing. And the list goes on and on and on. You got custom keys that you can use. You can set custom permissions. You can have multiple channels. You can have like a modern text chat. You can do a voice chat. They're even implementing video chat now at this point. And the list goes on and on. It's very impressive compared to those other things that I mentioned earlier. One of the things that I wanted to do with this is something that I wanted to do for a really long time. Many of you know I'm a musician, and I sort of organize and put together a local big band. Now, a lot of people in their minds, when they hear big band, they think of, you know, the really old dance band, stuff like Glenn Miller, that was once popular, but really isn't popular anymore. And my band, we play anywhere from Glenn Miller music to all the way up to modern contemporary stuff. And we have an audience that follows us around. We play monthly. And one of the things that I would like to do is make concerts more interactive. And so I've always sort of done this where we put out a list of songs that we have available to play, and our audience gets to choose what they want to hear. And that's kind of fun, and it keeps us on our toes, and we can play different stuff month after month. But one thing that I think would be really fun is having an interactive concert. And we're going to try this next month. We're going to have an interactive concert using Discord, where hopefully guests will hop on Discord server and they can ask questions. We can see those questions. I can answer them live on the stage as the night goes on. So it's something new that the audience can participate in a different way than they normally would, just sitting there and listening. They can actively participate in the concert. And I think that's really kind of a cool idea. I don't know how well it will work at this point, but we'll see. I'm really kind of excited about it. Back to this podcast, though. If you haven't checked out the Podnuts Discord, it's a really active community. Lots of people are part of the Podnuts Discord server. And hopefully I extend the invitation out to all of you that use Discord, or if you've never used it before, check it out, because it's really cool. You can hop on and talk anytime. I'll get the messages. Even if I check in at another time, I'll see those messages. And it kind of amazes me how easy it is, Discord was to use. And my first thought was, I can't believe this is free, because, it works so well. And, how are they going to stick around if it's free? So they don't give you any limitations to how many servers you can create. And if you're wondering how they make money, basically how it works is they're going to be offering, different themes and packages available that you can purchase in the future. And their plan is to never charge for Discord's core functionality, which is pretty awesome. So it was originally developed, I think, for gamers. You could play and chat, play your games and chat at the same time, and not slow down your gameplay, that type of thing. But, you know, a lot of podcasters are using it now. You know, I'm trying things out in the music world with it. So it really doesn't just focus around games. There's so many different things that you can do. As I mentioned earlier, you have the Apple and Android apps that are available. And you can make it look however you want to make it look, which is really cool. And it all is like really minimal impact on your like processing for your computer. So that's why it's not going to affect your gaming performance or anything else you're trying to do. Right now I'm recording on OBS. I'm hoping that if I were to be live streaming, then it wouldn't really take a whole lot out of the live stream itself. So on top of that, you can access it through a web browser. You can basically any web browser out there, you can download it for Windows. You download the app for Mac. It's pretty robust, and it's really a powerful tool. And on top of that, it's built to be secure. And so as I've mentioned, the thing that I want to do with episode 100 coming up is have a live session where anybody can hop on board. And the only hurdle that I need to overcome right now is getting Discord to output the audio into OBS. Now, currently for the shows, I'm recording with OBS on my Mac, just because my Mac is the most powerful laptop that I have. It's easy to edit with. It's everything. It runs great. And so all morning this morning, I have been trying to get the Discord audio to go into OBS. Now, I have tried just about every setting that I possibly could think of. With OBS closed out, Discord works fine through my audio setup. I have a Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. It's got two microphone inputs. I only use one. Connects to the USB through my computer. And with OBS closed, I can get onto Discord. I can voice chat. I can talk. I can see that I'm talking, and I can hear back. And I have sound that if I hit the mute button in Discord, I can hear the chime that happens when I click that button on and off. When I open OBS, I can hear the audio from Discord coming through my Focusrite Scarlett, but OBS is not picking it up for any reason, for some reason whatsoever. So I have no idea what is causing it. I have gone through the settings. I have double checked that it's configured the right way. I have tried wrong configurations. I've even created my own virtual audio interface to sort of alleviate any would-be problems. And for some reason, OBS is just not wanting to play nice with Discord. So the Discord audio is definitely set up correctly. I can hear it through my equipment, but OBS is not picking it up, is not recording when I'm recording. And I want to thank Tech Mobster, who was in the Discord chat earlier today. I was talking with him basically that I'm testing. You want to help me out for a second? And I could hear him just fine. He sounded good. He had good, really good quality audio. And he could hear me, but nothing coming through in OBS. So I've got to play around with it for quite a bit longer and basically see what I can come up with. And hopefully there's a workaround. If all else fails, I'll probably take out my System76 and I'll try it on Linux and see what happens there. Maybe I'll have different results. And I wouldn't be surprised if it did work there. So that's sort of where I'm at. And I encourage you all to check out Discord because, man, is it a really cool thing that I wasn't aware of up until this past week on how useful it was. I mean, I've used things like IRC in the past. Never was really impressed with it. But the ease of use, the ease of setup, to getting started, just downloading the app or the invite system is so super easy. And you know what? Another thing that I wanted to mention right before we leave for the week. As I was setting up Discord and trying to get it involved with OBS, the one thing that as Tech Mobster in the chat room was helping me out with, he basically mentioned to me, he said, "Hey, did you see the article that was talking about the Bitcoin mining ban just recently?" And a couple weeks ago, I did an article about Bitcoin being banned in my hometown. And we went through that whole episode. If you want to learn more about why Bitcoin mining was banned, temporary moratorium, you can go listen to that podcast. But another local town in my area has also put a moratorium on Bitcoin mining. And again, it has to do with the allotment of power that they get and it costing community members more as these crypto miners come in. So the village of Rouse's Point, way up near the Canadian border in New York, has also banned cryptocurrency miners from setting up their shops within the village limits. And the reason for that, the village board says, it was agreed by consensus that server farms would not be approved for a location in Rouse's Point until such time that they become beneficial to our residents rather than an additional cost. And if I explained how the whole power situation worked in that last episode. And I really kind of don't blame them. The village of Rouse's Point is a very small town. And they're aware of at least one server farm in operation in the town. But they're getting dozens and dozens of requests because power is so cheap in this location. It's not uncommon for power bills to be $25, you know, for a month or something like that. It's really inexpensive power. They recognize that it's vital to welcome new businesses and they want to create long-term employment opportunities. And they said that even in fact that there is this company that just closed down recently. Pfizer had a manufacturing plant up there, I believe. And even with that plant closing and there was a massive amount of loss of jobs, they're still not losing money because of that. Because they're not using all of their power allotment, that means that they are not spending as much to maintain that power. So they have absolutely banned Bitcoin mining because of the power usage and the Bitcoin companies wanting to come in and take advantage of that. So it's pretty pretty a neat story happening close by to where I am. Two towns now have put a moratorium on Bitcoin mining and cryptocurrency miners just because of an odd situation of an allotment of really cheap hydroelectric power that is given out each month to these particular towns. So I just wanted to update you on that. Another kind of interesting story. And so thanks to, again, to Tech Mobster for sharing that with me. I have been, like I mentioned, not only has I hurt my back, been dealing with some family health issues, this week. So we've been in and out of the hospital visiting family member. And other than that as well, it's just been a kind of a crazy week with, kind of real strange things happening, every single day this week. And, you know, glad to be back on the air. Everything's starting to feel better now. And I appreciate all the feedback that I've been getting, all the help that I've been getting with everybody in the Discord server room. And again, you know, if you listen to this episode and you are not familiar with the other shows on Podnuts, go take a look at some of those shows. They are, you know, well farther along than I am. You know, I feel like I'm proud for reaching episode 100, but some of those other shows on Podnuts, they're up 300-400 episodes, you know, and even maybe 500 episodes. You know, Android App Addicts just had their big celebration for 500 episodes. I think that's pretty awesome. And so congrats to them. Congrats to all the other hosts on Podnuts. They all do a great job. Go listen to their shows. And if you happen to like the shows and you want to support them, the best way to support me is to go to mrptechreviews.com and take a look at those support things on my website, but also go to Podnuts, and you can check out their Patreon page, patreon.com/podnuts, and help them out too, because we're all in this together, and they're the ones that make it happen for me. So grateful for that. And thanks to all of you, you're 50% of the equation. Without you guys listening, there would be no MRP Tech Podcast. So that's going to do it for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.